This time last week, I was looking at live and recorded footage of police moving refugees out of the Central Methodist Church. When I started looking, the entry to the church had already been enforced, but I did see footage of hammers being used to break down the door and then, I don't know what they call, sort of crowbar-type things levering the doors open. I'm very glad that I didn't see a great deal. I didn't see any, in fact, significant physical interaction between the refugees and the police. Saw some refugees obviously looking very unhappy at what was happening to them, getting onto the buses though and being taken to their new and temporary homes. The Reverend Alan Story of the Central Methodist Church joins us now. Alan, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John.
It's been end of October, November, December, January, February, March. It's been a long 5 months for the church.
It has. Yeah, it has. It's been a hard and trying time, John. Yesterday in particular was sad to witness the doors having to be broken down. And it's almost like a bit of a symbol of the whole event. I mean, just before the doors were broken down, there were leaders speaking to journalists at the foot of those steps. In other words, the doors were not barricaded and locked, and then they went inside and barricaded themselves. And one has to ask oneself, for what? They basically bought themselves 10 more minutes of time and a whole lot of pain and anxiety and damage done in the process.
I'm not a person of faith, but I do respect those who do have faith. And it was very difficult to see the doors of a church being broken down by law enforcement officials, even though we knew what the motive was and what the reason was.
Yeah, and it makes, again, it points to the, I mean, I fully understand why law enforcement did that. They had to. But what I don't understand is why the refugees had to do that. And it points to the kind of the meaninglessness of some of the behavior over the last 6 months or 5 months that we've had to deal with. I mean, it makes for good TV coverage that, and people can surmise what happens thereafter. But really, it was completely unnecessary. And so it leads to a whole lot of mixed emotions. There's obviously relief that no one was injured yesterday or died. We've carried an anxiety about a group of people inside the church that we've needed to get out for their own safety, and knowing that there are among them groups that are renowned for violence or have a history of violence, together with a large number of children. And that's been a practical conundrum for us on how to act. So we're just very relieved that yesterday there were no fatalities, that the children are safe, that in fact those children can now see blue sky for the first time and since the 29th of December. And John, I can assure you and everyone, contrary to what has been said by some of the refugees from the Belleville site, I can give 100% certainty that the place that they are in now is far, far safer than the Central Methodist Mission. The conditions inside the church are completely it's just not fit for human habitation. Let me just put it that way. They have said that they were practicing physical distancing. It is complete and utter nonsense. It was impossible to do that. The toilets are blocked. The bathrooms are flooded. The condition is far worse. I mean, the last time I was in was just before the lockdown, and 7 days later, it's just horrific to think that people would have wanted to stay longer in those conditions, and now to say that the conditions that they're in are worse.
Alan, I don't know if it's a fair question, but a lot of people are asking it. Do you regret your act of Christian compassion in inviting him into the church at the end of October?
Well, that's an interesting way you phrase that question, John, regretting Christian compassion. Let me put it this way, John. If we did not open the doors of our church on the 30th of October, we could not call ourselves a church. Then we might as well just pack up. Has it been difficult? Has it been filled with tremendously painful lessons? And yeah, absolutely. have many people suffered, not just the refugees, but people around, businesses, traders, absolutely. And it's been painful to be witnessing that and to know that we've been part of that. But yeah, as I say again, if we were not to open the doors at that on the 30th of October, what we witnessed, then we would really just not be able to call ourselves a church.
And there we will leave it and leave you, Alan, to the difficult task of cleaning out the church and rebuilding the congregational offering, the Reverend Alan Story of the Central Methodist Church.